Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. And, Coach, here you are at 3-0. Quickly, let's go back to last Thursday. Short week. I've talked to you about it multiple times, how you had to condense, not condense the game plan, but you condensed time. How did your team respond? All three phases seemed like complimentary football was the key to that night.
Yeah, it was a very good complimentary game, Scott. I thought, the players really worked hard in the short time they had to cram it all in, spent a lot of time with each other in terms of our communication and different units and so forth, as opposed to just individual study, and really understood how we wanted to try to play the game. They did a very good job of execution, played with a lot of energy. I thought we, played with a good tempo, and the crowd was into the game, and it was a good night.
Right. Defensively, based on the way things unfolded in the Miami game, you're proud the way the defense responded and put a goose egg on the board.
Well, always. It's hard to get those games in the National Football League, but, our defense played well. Big turnover from Jamie, and, we had the two turnovers in the kicking game. So being able to come out on the plus side on those turnovers between defense and special teams created a lot of good field position for us. And defensively, the field position that we were able to create for the offense was very good.
Jacoby gave you the game ball. Nice gesture there, and I know you gave it back to him. Have you ever given the game ball to a punter? And if any other punter should have deserved it, maybe Ryan Allen on a night like that.
We sure have. Yeah, we sure have. Okay. We've had some good. Yep, those guys get it too when they deserve it. Me and Ryan did a nice job for us. Again, our field position was defensively outstanding. Seemed like they always had, 85, 90 yards to go to the goal line. So you can't really ask for any more than that in terms of field position on defense.
All right, taking a look at Buffalo. When you look at Buffalo on tape, offensively speaking, before we even get to the weapons, they made a move. Greg Roman was obviously released from his duties. Do they look any different since the first 2 weeks as opposed to last week when they put a lot of points on the board?
Yeah, well, and of course they scored a lot of points against Jets in week two.
Sure.
No, it's an explosive offense. I think that, fundamentally it's the same. They'll have some game plan things for us like they have for Arizona, kind of like they have for everybody. So we'll have to be ready for those things. We won't be able to practice. But that's a little bit what Buffalo does on defense and on offense that we'll have to be prepared for.
It seemed like LeSean McCoy, everything starts with them, even though Tyrod Taylor is explosive in that combination. Does that make things more complicated up front for your front seven?
Oh, absolutely. They make you defend from sideline to sideline and from the goal line to the back of the end zone. They throw the ball deep. They can get to the edge with the running game, the passing game, the quarterback. So you have to defend a lot of width. You have to defend the deep balls as well as all the shorter plays, catch and run plays, intermediate routes and so forth. So just in general, they put a lot of pressure on the defense all the way across the board. McCoy's a great player. Tyrod Taylor's a great player. They both can make a lot of plays on their own as well as the ones that are there to be made.
All right, Combs actually played a lot of games against Rex Ryan and his defense. We've sat here on set and talked about, the different things Rex has done to try and complicate things for him. What do you tell your two young quarterbacks going into a game against a guy that's got some pretty good experience coaching defense in this football league?
Well, again, I'm sure that they'll have some wrinkles for us like they always do, and, we'll have to adjust to those. Again, though, fundamentally, I think that this is a defense that does a number of different things. They do them well, and I'm sure that we'll see most of those or some version of those, whether it's post safety, split safety, three-man, four-man, five-man, six-man, seven-man pressure. They do it all, even fronts, odd fronts, over fronts, under fronts. We'll get all that somewhere along the line or most of it, and that's what we'll have to prepare for is to make sure that we identify what they're in, who's got who, and what we're doing, and try to make good decisions.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Lori in Newburyport. Wants to talk about young quarterbacks popping early in the year, guys like Wentz, Dak Prescott, Trevor Siemian out in Denver. You've had success through three games with two young guys. What do you attribute that trend to?
Well, I can't really speak too much about the other teams, but I know in our case, Jimmy and Jacoby have worked extremely hard from the day they got here. So their season started back in April or May when Jacoby was drafted, and it's just been a daily opportunity and to get better every day, to learn more every day, to understand our offense, opponents' defenses, situational football, and so forth, and they've applied themselves very well to that. So in their case, I think it's because of their hard work and preparation. And, of course, ability to play under pressure.
All right, no shocker right there. And if you want to ask the coach a question like Laurie did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bellastrader later in the show. Little McCoy.
We got some explosive mobile players there, you bet.
All right, good stuff. Coach will be returned later in the show, but first, more of All Access back right after this.